I survived.
Yes, you did.
It's early evening, and outside the Hidalgo County Republican Party's office, members are hosting a blood drive. Inside, people are getting ready for the party's regularly scheduled meeting. Neat rows of chairs are lined up in front of cutout figures of President Trump and Abraham Lincoln. Everyone's talking, and some people are catching up. But the main topic is politics, specifically the issues that have once again brought the nation's attention to border cities like McAllen. Hilda Garza DeShazo says she hopes President Trump will meet with the local GOP chapter. In November, she lost her bid for a seat in the Texas House of Representatives.
I did go online at the White House and sent him an email. However, my husband said that the president doesn't read emails. His staff does, but he does read tweets. So I also sent him a similar tweet.
What do you want to discuss with him?
I would like to discuss the border issue, of course, the security at the border. I'd like to discuss education issues. I'd like to discuss issues that affect us on the federal level, the veterans, the Social Security.
Fellow Republican Christina Garfield, standing outside of the GOP headquarters with her two daughters. She says she's in favor of some form of barrier at the border.
A solid wall may not work throughout the entire border, but we can have boots on the ground, we can have boats in the water, we can have surveillance, we can have technology.
Garfield also backs the way President Trump is handling the federal shutdown.
So do I think that it's right to have a government shutdown and be as stubborn as the Democrats are being just because we want $5.8 billion to go to the wall? Yeah, because that's nothing compared to what they're spending on an annual basis.
But the president will also face some friendly skeptics among these Republicans who are outnumbered by Democrats in the Rio Grande Valley. Cruz Quintana lives in San Juan, about 15 minutes from McAllen. He likes that Trump is coming to the area, but
a two-hour trip down to anywhere is not enough to actually see something or do something. I think it's just good PR that he is coming down.
Like Republicans nationally, Hidalgo County Republicans are debating over Trump's rhetoric. Eva Arechiga, who was born and raised in McAllen and is in her 50s, and Marshall Rankin, a young Valley native, each have different expectations of what they want him to discuss.
I'm hoping that he has the courage to go and meet with the president of Mexico, because at one time we were asking Mexico to pay the wall in full, completely, but how about we meet half and half?
Yeah, I want him to clarify that he doesn't believe all people with brown skin are rapists. I'd also just like to note, I don't think Mexico is ever going to pay for the wall. Like, there's no...
They can pay for half because this is a problem in their country as well.
Sure, but how would we force Mexico to do that?
No. Out of the kindness of their hearts, they want to help us and help each other and us meet halfway.
Oh yeah, but they're not only opposed in kind to having a wall, they are full out opposed to giving any money to the United States, even one penny.
Are we still giving millions of dollars to Mexico?
Rankin says despite his strict views on immigration, he can empathize with migrants' plight.
We've got some land and we leave a place for people to sleep, and I leave the tap open and for water because I'm not a Border Patrol agent. I don't have to say no. That's not my job. I get to have a heart here. The immigration agents do not.
It's a nuanced issue, he says, and he's okay with not all Republicans sharing his perspective.
In the Republican Party, there are two camps on immigration. Those that are angry and those that are not angry. Those that are not angry kind of take my position, which is let's reform the law, but yeah, you get exactly where you're coming here.
When President Trump lands in McAllen, he'll face protesters and critics of his border wall strategy. But amid the signs and hecklers will be the cheers from these Republican supporters. They may all agree that they want him to succeed, but any agreement over his vision of the border wall may still be a long way off. Reynaldo Llanos Jr., Texas Public Radio News.